So the taxes can be paid up and until we file the deed. So we can even sell the piece of property here, collect the money from the buyer, and I end up having to refund that money if the person's over at my other office paying their taxes. It's kind of a crazy situation, but ultimately we want, you know, the original property owner to have the ability to pay their taxes and to keep their property. So, you know, even if we sell the land, but we haven't filed the deed yet, you know, the person can come in and pay their taxes and we end up refunding the buyer from this sale because, you know, no longer is that property delinquent.
That's some serious last minute situation there. Has that been happening?
Yeah, so we'll take phone calls up until the last minute. I don't think we've had to refund anybody yet, but it's been pretty close as far as, you know, pulling the properties right before they get sold. So far, we haven't had to refund, but it's very likely that we will at least one or two this weekend. You know.
So you've had more properties than usual?
Yes. You know, with COVID, we didn't have our sale last year. We didn't know if we'd be able to use this space because of the restrictions on the crowd size, and so we just went ahead and canceled it. The state legislature allowed us to do that through a bill that they passed and Governor Stitt signed. So it made it available for any county treasurer to pass their sale in, for a year, and we elected to do so. A lot of counties went ahead and had their sale, but a lot of counties have a smaller sale. Like, for instance, Rogers County only sold, I think, 30 properties last year. And so we have, you know, anywhere from 250 is what a normal year. This year we have 570 in the sale when we started yesterday morning. So, you know, our sale's a larger scale than almost any other county except for Oklahoma County would be the only one that would be comparable.
So that's actually, if you get, you said about 250 a year. So if you get around 250 a year, then 570 isn't a huge.
No, it's about, you know, since we, you know, we skipped a year, that's about right. And, you know, we still hope that as many people can come in and pay those off and we don't end up selling 570, you know, maybe, you know, around the 450 range or something like that. But, you know, we'll sell every property unless it's paid at my office. And so we'll get through them all. In years past, the county has ended up owning them. So if they don't meet the minimum bid, which is the taxes and interest owed, or two-thirds the assessed value, whichever is less, if we don't get that minimum bid, then the county ends up owning it, and we do what's called a commissioner sale. So far, we haven't taken one property so far. Last year, we took almost 50 properties. So we can tell the market's really tight and people are snatching up every piece of property.
Right, so stuff that they wouldn't even have dreamt of buying a year ago is.
Oh yeah, we haven't taken one so far, and I hope that we don't take any because it's a drain on our resources. We end up having to maintain those properties until they sell, and so we don't want to take any properties. We'd rather have the taxes and interest that are owed to the property owners of Tulsa County that foot the bill for these delinquent taxpayers. So we want to get that money back in the coffers and you know, distributed. I mean, this money goes back to schools, back to cities, back to the library, the health department, Tulsa Tech, Tulsa Community College. That's where all this money goes that we collect here today. So, and then anything that we collect over and above the taxes and penalties owed, we give back to the original property owner. So if you owe $5,000 in taxes and we sell your property for $20,000, you're going to get a check for $15,000.
Okay, and so going back to the bill that they had to pass, so this is a legal requirement, this auction?
Yes, state statute requires every treasurer of every county to have a sale on the second Monday of June, and we have to get back our taxes. And again, the minimum is set in state statute as well, two-thirds the assessed value or the penalties and taxes owed, whichever is less. They require us to auction them in a public venue, and so that's what we do.
How long does it take you to get ready for this?
Oh, we work on it all year long. So I have a department in the Treasury office called Delinquent Tax Department, and they work this all year long. So as soon as we get done with the sale, we'll start working on those refunds to the original property owners. We'll start working on refunds of any properties that were sold but had to refund the money back, and that's a year-long process. And then we'll start working on next year's tax sale, probably about a month from now. Start getting everything in line. We do extensive background on all the deeds and make sure that Everything is in order. We do title searches. I mean, we're working this sale all year long for these 3 days.